News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, today sees the legislation get signed into law, or rather at 1:30 today, lead MEP in respect of the legislation in respect of illegal immigration into the EU. He's going to be speaking to journalists after a plenary vote on that EU reform of returns policy. With us is Fine Gael MEP for Dublin, Regina Doherty, who is preparing to vote on that policy in Strasbourg later today. Regina, there has you get the sense that it must be hitting a sweet spot because it has annoyed both sides. Those on the conservative end of the spectrum feeling that it doesn't go far enough. Those on the liberal end of the spectrum saying it goes far too far. And in the latter category, I think that the issues that people are most concerned with is third party country returns and these return hubs. Can you explain the logic of them?
Yeah, of course. Good morning. So today we're going to vote on the very last part of the Migration Pact, which is about returns regulation. I think we probably left the most sensitive part till the end. What we're trying to do is to create, as Roberta said in your piece earlier on, a fair but firm system that protects people that are genuinely seeking asylum in Ireland or any other European country, but also whilst ensuring that the decisions that we do make in that legal process are respected and implemented. And so you've known for the last number of years, we've had 27 countries with 27 different states. You could get a refusal in Ireland and then arrive to another country in Europe and start the process all over again. And we didn't share, like, it was a bit of a mess. The system was definitely in stress. So now what we have agreed, and we're going to vote on it today, is a unified way to, when we go through the whole process, and hopefully people will get decisions in 12 weeks, we've already agreed that previously. If you at the very end of that legal process get told no, unfortunately you don't have a legal basis, we now have a legal way to say we can return you to the country that you came from originally, or we can return you to the country that you arrived to Europe from, because sometimes it's not the same. Or if in a very, you know, last resort, if we have a situation where we don't know where to return you to and we feel that you might abscond, you potentially, and it's only potentially, can be detained until we can obviously agree where we will return you to. And the reason that that's been woven into a part of the document is because what we've seen in the past is that when you get to the end of a process and you're told no, you get a legal, you know, piece of paper that says, we're really sorry, but you have to leave. And you get a certain amount of time, 90 days to leave. And anybody that wants to leave obviously will then themselves self-deport and go. But what we've seen in the past is that only one in five of people who get told no actually do that.
And have, Regina, four in five. When you say they can be detained, is that detained in a third country where we would have a reciprocal agreement, or is it they are detained in the country in which they are currently residing awaiting deportation?
So, Anton, I'm going to tell you that only from practice, in the vast majority of cases, it's going to be in the country that they're in. And so from Ireland's perspective, it will be Ireland. We've seen it now. We've seen deportations happen in the last couple of months. Those people, before they're deported, are kept, obviously, in Ireland, and then they're deported back to the country that they came from. But in this document, it does give a legal basis with safeguards. And I think that's the really important part of it. It gives a legal basis for countries, if they so wish, to enter into arrangements with third countries to have their hub outside of the European Union.
And is that not the EU equivalent of what the UK was doing with Somalia that created such horror at the time?
No, that, first of all, it's absolutely totally different because that's not the way we do business in Europe. What countries, other countries were doing is that at the very beginning of a process, you were sending people who were applying for asylum to third countries. That absolutely won't happen. It's only at the very, very end of our legal process where you've been told, no, Anton, I'm really sorry, you don't have the right to stay in Ireland, and you've decided yourself not to leave. So it's only when you actually become, you know, illegal, you've been told, no, you can't stay, you've been given the opportunity to deport yourself and to go somewhere else yourself, and you've chosen not to do that, then you become a lawbreaker, for want of a better way. Now, most likely in Ireland, we will never enter into third country arrangements, but some country, their stresses on the system are far greater than other countries, and okay, they have decided that they would like to. But can I just say this, because this is where some of the false information is coming about. Human rights protections appear more than 40 times in the text of the 62-page report. We have a Charter of Fundamental Rights. Okay. We have international law. We have protections for children. All of that will have to be upheld by any country that enters into a third country arrangement.
Regina, thank you very much. Regina Doherty there, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.